why you're not in the country.
That's right. That's why I'm homeless.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm fucking floating free. And as a free floater, and I'm off the grid. I'm an intelligent homeless person. If I say I'm not available, I'm truly not available. But when I am available, I come like a fucking ton of bricks.
Let Scott say something, Ed. Bob, you're Marshall. You're a working prototype for the rest of us.
Thank you very kindly. I'd like to accept that compliment, and I look forward to the next wiretap / spinal tap, where we will be sucking more cerebrospinal fluid and hoping to etherize it into the atmosphere.
At the end of the tape, I was going to try to butt in, but I couldn't get it. I couldn't break the hypnosis between the two of you guys long enough to insert that if anybody out there thinks that Bob is just saying the same old things and they've heard it all, well, they haven't heard this talk yet.
Yes,
there we go.
Yeah.
Scott, I'd like to bestow upon you the mantle of perfect words.
Okay.
Perfect themes.
And we know what perfect themes are. They're memes inside the themes.
So you're saying, Scott, that we broke new ground there?
Yeah, in my experience. Yeah.
Then we've achieved our prime directive, Bob. We've broken new ground in the figure.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good point. New ground in the figure. Now, Scott, did you laugh much?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't hear you, but just making sure. I think you should have laughed.
Bob, yep. Bob needs to have his crumb of validation.
Yeah.
You laugh, because if you laugh, you were learning.
Hey, now wait a minute. Somebody, I had to maintain the anchor of seriousness in order to create a ratio between your guys' laughter.
That's why I asked.
Bob,
yeah, that's
that
right.
That's why you are the only man for this job. And I mean that. I mean that sincerely.
Well, thank you.
I've told Bob privately that the reason why you make these wiretaps so successful is because of your uncanny ability to be invisible.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, you know.
No, honestly.
I hear that as a real compliment.
I can't think of anyone in Dobbstown who is possessed of the fucking the features and criteria that you have for this job. You're really the only man for this job that I know of right now.
And glad to do it.
And that's part of it.
Yeah,
your gladness is what makes us so, like McLuhan said, I would create a debate like this, just chatting one-on-one without any script. We're working without a net. That's what we do here in Dobbstown. We work without a net. That's why we're bigger than Cirque du Soleil and more successful. And there is a connection there, because Bob, can I say this, Bob?
No, you can't go into that. You can't go. No, you can't say that.
Okay, I won't. I retract that. Almost got killed.
That's right.
Even Bob Marshall can be killed.
Yeah, but then he just resurrects a moment later.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yep.
Sorry, Scott. Didn't mean to take you to the edge of titillation there with that secret fucking information. But if Bob says I can't reveal it, then I can't reveal it. But that is more evidence that I have been around for as long as I have, and I am the only one, the only true Bob Marshall. Do not accept invitations. No, I do have stand-ins, and I have fucking doubles, and I have organic robotoids all over the planet. I'm not available for my own private fucking appearance. I will move in to my double.
I'm getting scared. I'm not sure who's the real Bob Dobbs anymore.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Scott, be afraid. Be afraid.
Yeah, it's a Father, Son, Holy Ghost trialectic.
Trialectic. And on that note, gentlemen, until the next wiretap, I must now go into the mystery landscape of sleep, and I have to do my own bilocating and trans-channeling.
Yes, we'll see you in the rift.
We'll see you in the rift. Everyone to the rift! So, here we go. Here's the closer. Last one in the rift is a mystery fucking landscape.
Okay, talk to you later, Ed. So I'll hang up and call you back, Scott.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Goodbye. Okay,